to the elders, past, present and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Gracie and Gracie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Outback leaders and community members of Doomadgee are mourning the loss of Jason Ned, the mayor of Doomadgee Aboriginal Shire Council, who passed Saturday morning aged 47. Tributes are flowing from locals and leaders, honouring a passionate leader and a man who fought for the rights of his First Nation community and who is described as having so much more to give. Mr. Ned was elected as Doomadgee Mayor in 2020 after serving two terms as a councillor. Mr. Ned's passing has brought the community together to remember what he has achieved as a leader and what he strived for as an individual.
The Ipswich Hospital Emergency Department was reported to be the worst department in Queensland last year. According to figures, Ipswich's ED patients are spending more than 24 hours in the department. Ipswichians are continuing to see long wait times, limited bed availability and experiencing a high demand, which is resulting in an ineffective system, similar to the rates which labelled them the worst in the state. A spokeswoman for the Ipswich Hospital Emergency Department said there are multiple proposed facilities to alleviate wait times, including a 90-bed facility at Ripley and a 200-bed expansion of the Ipswich Hospital, which is due in 2027.
In national news, Western Australia's lower house of parliament now officially has equal representation between men and women for the first time in its history, following the election of Labor's Magenta Marshall. There are 59 seats in the lower house of WA's parliament. Mrs. Marshall's election increased the tally of seats held by women to 29. The 28-year-old became the first woman to hold Rockingham and only the third person to represent the seat, which Labor has always held since it was formed in 1974.
Australian immigrants are facing year-long wait times to bring their parents to Australia. Earlier in the year, a migration review led by former public service boss Martin Parkinson suggested scrapping the parent visa, deeming it a cruel and unnecessary system. Currently, there are 130,000 applications for the contributory parent visa, which costs $47,950. With a yearly cap of 8,500 spots available, this leaves parents out of pocket with wait lists up to 40 years. Given parent ages, this leaves a tough decision whether to apply with uncertainty of application results. The review proposes scraping the parent visa in favour of short-term visas such as sponsored parent temporary visa, with a much lower out-of-pocket cost of $5,240 for a three-year stay. Processing times for this visa are much shorter, at about 5 months. The report notes that take-up of the SPTV has been lower than expected and has not reduced the demand for permanent visas.
In international news, the International Olympic Committee predicts the gender split of athletes will be even for the first time at 2024 Paris Olympics. However, the IOC wants to see this mirrored for coaches. While female participation has steadily increased since the 2012 London Olympics, the number of female coaches has been relatively stagnant. At the 2021 Tokyo Olympics, only 13% of coaches were women. Sporting bodies want to see gender parity among coaches by the Brisbane Games in 2032.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.